During high school, Jeremy O'Shea had nobody to take him to cross-country practice in August, so he'd ride on his 10-speed.
I remember I would get up at around 5:30 in the morning, and I would start my trek from Healy Lake Road, which is pretty far away. It's past Kotmish. It's kind of between Kotmish and Calava. And I would bike all the way to Benzie Central High School.
That was about 20 miles one way. Jeremy says he liked the ride in the morning when it was still dark and quiet.
The bike back was a different story. That was a much different story. We sometimes would run 10 miles for cross country practice, and then I would have to get on my bike.
Benzie Central's coach Eldon Peter Moss first noticed Jeremy in middle school when he ran in the spring field day. He encouraged Jeremy to consider joining the cross-country team in the fall. Moss was aware that Jeremy's mother was fighting an aggressive form of brain cancer.
I was going through a really difficult time because my mom was actively dying, and it was, you don't realize it when you're that young, but it was a difficult time. And he was kind of that sort of little bit of light.
Just before Jeremy's mother died, Moss encouraged him to try running a few miles a day. One summer evening, Jeremy decided to go for a run. His mom and her sisters were taking a drive to watch the sunset.
They stopped on the side of the road, and I stopped and was talking to them, and I gave my mom a big hug, and she looked up at me, and she was so, like, she just had this beautiful smile on her face. And she told me, you know, I really like to watch you run. And I mean, geez, that was amazing, you know? That was so powerful. And I remember to this day, it wasn't much of a thing at the time, but it was huge now. So that, along with Coach Moss, I mean, the rest is history, pretty much. That's when I started running. And ever since then, you know, that was, a lot of it was for her. And I think Coach Moss understood that. I think he understood that a lot of the reason why I was running was just for my mother.
Jeremy's mother never saw him race. He went on to win multiple cross-country races throughout high school and was a 3-time state finalist. He attended Alma College on an athletic scholarship. Once Jeremy had lost his mother, he felt his father didn't provide him with much support, and so Coach Moss became a father figure in his life.
It was our first home meet. I think it was against Bear Lake and some of the other surrounding. It was a small little meet with a couple of high schools around, but I blew everybody away, and that was after I was training hard over the summer. And I think that's when Coach Moss knew, like, okay, now we got a ringer. And he was excited, very excited. I remember that. It brought a big smile to my face to see him so excited to have someone kind of in my corner like that.
Coach Moss was no stranger to adversity. Following his service as a Marine in World War II, he worked for many years in a factory before deciding to become a social studies teacher and coach.
I remember him explaining to me, you know, feeling sorry for myself, regardless of my family situation, things like that, was not going to help me in the long run. And instead, to continue to work hard and be strong. And that's what, I mean, that was really his philosophy, I think, in a nutshell. It was kind of tough love in a way. He taught me, instead of feeling sorry for yourself, instead use that. Use the whatever is inside you, the rage, anger, use it for good. Use it for something positive.
Jeremy credits Coach Moss for where he is today, a physician in Florida with a family. Jeremy says he still hears the voice of his old coach.
I can hear him in my ear sometimes telling me, you know, get your knees up, pump your arms. A lot of times when, especially, you know, as a doctor, I'm an ER physician, it can be pretty rough sometimes with some of the things that you see going through the emergency department and things like that. A lot of what he taught me really carried over and got me through some of the real difficult times in residency too, and medical school.
The Crystal Lake Team Marathon that Coach Moss started in 1981 takes place this Saturday. Hundreds of runners are expected to race around Crystal Lake. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Gretchen Carr.